I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have clouds. Rain is falling. It's 46 degrees. KSL's top story. An apartment building will rise on the site of the old road home shelter. And longtime homeless advocate Pamela Atkinson says it might actually help keep people off the streets. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with the story.
Atkinson says the seven-story, 210 micro-townhomes planned for this building will cater to those making very little, but if they have housing, they might then be able to get better jobs.
I know some people feel negatively about this new building, but I'm trying to look at different populations, and it makes sense that this is a category that fits into that salary range.
The developers, DB Urban, Hamilton Partners, and a Denver partner, bought the site from the state a few months back. They say the building will have retail on the ground floor.
So it's not for our homeless friends, but we do have other buildings that we're looking at for homeless people with a small amount of square footage.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A new study from Intermountain Healthcare shows just because you have a certain blood type doesn't put you at higher risk for COVID. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has details.
Some smaller studies in different countries showed an association, and Intermountain cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey L. Anderson says this is what people started thinking.
Wonderful, I'm a blood type. I don't need to worry so much about my risk of disease, or I'm blood type A, oh my goodness, I'm worried that I'm at particular risk.
But his study of 100,000 patients found no difference in blood types in COVID-19 severity. The highest risks still remain being older, male, heavier, and having a pre-existing condition. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
More than 1.8 million doses of COVID vaccine has now been administered in Utah. Governor Cox says the state gave out 205,000 shots last week alone.
That is our biggest week yet here in the state of Utah. So thanks to all of you who have gotten your vaccine.
The governor speaking during his monthly news conference on PBS earlier today. A quick-thinking officer is being credited with averting tragedy at the San Antonio airport. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the chaotic scene came to an end when police shot and killed the suspect. It began when a car was spotted driving the wrong way into the terminal. The driver jumped out, pulled out a handgun, and started firing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus calls the alert officer who jumped into action a hero.
We were very lucky today not to have a lot of people injured or killed during this event.
The chief says the man was armed with a .45 caliber handgun and a box of ammunition. President Biden officially announced sanctions against Russia this afternoon. The president also said he's proposing a summit meeting with the Russian president.
My bottom line is this. Where there's an interest in the United States to work with Russia, we should and we will. Where Russia seeks to violate the interests of the United States, we will respond.
And 10 Russian diplomats will be expelled. Dozens of companies will be sanctioned in retaliation for election interference and the hacking of U.S. government agencies. The White House is releasing nearly $40 billion to help families with child care. The money is part of the COVID relief bill to ensure women forced to stay home during the pandemic can work again.
Roughly 2 million women have left the workforce. That is disproportionately due to caregiving needs, and we are hopeful that this will help.
Spokesperson Jen Psaki saying the child care is critical in helping restart the economy. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Roy man is under arrest for murder after he shot another man and dumped his body in another city. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
People who know the suspect, Daniel Johnson, were stunned to see so much police activity near his house. Lois Hillman says her daughter saw many cop cars around there.
It's just crazy because she's seen all the cop cars and she's like, what is going on at Daisha? Or, you know, at Mr. Daniels, what's going on? What's going on?
Police believe Johnson shot the victim, Steve Bailey, and Roy on Saturday, then took the body to Ogden and left it, where it was found on Monday. Officers were originally called to see if Bailey had some sort of a medical issue.
We have reason to believe that he was murdered by gunfire.
Roy Police Sergeant Matthew Gwynn says they believe the shooting happened after a fight over money. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The former police officer charged in the death of Dante Wright had her first court appearance this afternoon. The hearing was virtual, and Wright's family was watching.
ABC News was in the room exclusively with Dante Wright's family as they watched the court hearing on an iPad. They looked stoic and silent. Dante's mother, Katie, telling us afterwards it was tough to watch.
It hurt really bad. I have hatred, anger, sadness.
They say in the brief moment that former officer Kim Potter was seen during the court hearing that she seemed to show no signs of remorse. Alex Stone, ABC News, Minneapolis.
Today is the Great Utah Shakeout. It's a good time to check those emergency kits in case of an earthquake. University of Utah Seismograph Station Director Keith Coper says the state's recorded more than 2,000 aftershocks since last year's 5.7.
Been getting about one every other day, something like that. So I would say the last one was probably within the last week.
Coper says it's not unusual to have such a high number of aftershocks. Most of them are too small to be felt. Thank goodness. KSL News Time, 4:36. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
A lot of crashes popping up, and I think it's correlated with the wet roads and driving conditions that we have right now. A good idea to just slow down a little bit, and it will help. We have a crash called out 5600 West, 1700 South, one at 4700 West, 13 South, and our latest is on State Street, a crash at 2300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. And my minute of news is on the way next. KSL News Time, 4:36.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.